Hi, I'm Matt Anderson, and I'm running for the TCAP school board election on November 6th.
Why are you running for the board?
Well, I was approached back in July from a number of people. There was an opening on the school board. Someone had vacated a position, and I'm a graduate of Traverse City Public Schools, as is my wife, and my daughter Macy is now a junior at Traverse City Central. So I thought it was my responsibility to help the school district out.
What do you think separates you from the other candidates?
Well, I'm from a two-parent working household, and I also have some extensive business experience. I'm currently the president of Global Marine Insurance. I've also got some community experience on different boards. I was a Pathfinder School Board of Trustee member for 6 years, and I was also involved in the EDC board in Traverse City and the Sunrise Rotary Club. So I think my business experience and my local educational experience provides me with a good platform to help Traverse City Public Schools out.
And you've been on the board for a couple months now. How do you think the board in general over the last few years has done?
Well, I was unanimously appointed in July. And in the short time that I've been on the board, I've been very impressed with the leadership of the school system and the employees. I've met a lot of teachers, a lot of administrators, and a lot of the executive team, and they're very passionate about what they do. It's a big job, and they don't take it lightly, and it's important to them. So I've been very impressed with that. Over the last number of years, I know there's been some difficult decisions that have been made by the leadership, and I think that's exactly what leadership does. Is you have to look at what's the good of the whole organization today, and also looking 10 years down the road, and how is this going to be a viable organization? So I prefer leaders who make difficult decisions now, rather than kick the can down the road to the next group that may come in.
In recent years, TCAPS has made cuts to balance the budget. They've done things like close some schools. They dissolved the International Baccalaureate Program. If TCAPS needs to save money down the road, and you are a board member in the future, how do you think it should be done?
I know that TCAPS is now in the best financial position that it's been in 15 years. And so we have a balanced budget now. But I always prefer to figure out a way how to increase revenue than make cuts. So in my previous career, I was also right out of college, a legislative staff member at the Michigan Senate. So I have that extensive experience on how to go about communicating our funding inequities to the state and see if I can help us at least come up to the base foundational grant, which would be the state average. So I would prefer to attack it as how do we grow the revenue and get the funding that we deserve for TCAPS moving forward. But as in any organization, if and when cuts have to happen, I think you have to look at each line item, and you have to look at those decisions that affect the community as a whole and not look at any particular interest group, so to speak.
You came onto the board after the board kind of went through this process of investigating allegations against Superintendent Soma. They were allegations of bullying and of gender-based harassment. And they were allegations made by administrators at various different school buildings. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how you think the board did in handling that.
Well, I think that the board spent a great deal, or I think over $170,000 on two separate independent reports to address those allegations. And that's the responsibility that I'm sure that the former board or the current board, some of the current board members take they don't take lightly. It's very important to them to have it right. So when you hire two different separate groups to investigate that, and both reports have come out and exonerated Paul Soma from those allegations, and I think that I have read both of those reports, and the findings are that he's been exonerated. So that was prior to my time on the board, and so I prefer to look forward on how we can move together and heal those things as a district in the future.
How do you think you can?
I think that all leaders, there's no perfect leader, and I think that there's been a lot of really good things that have happened in TCAPS with the leadership. We overwhelmingly passed a bond millage with nearly 70% of the vote after two prior failed campaigns with previous administrations. We built a new state-of-the-art Eastern Elementary School, which is where I actually went to school. I'm very proud of that. And I think what you have to do is look at where leaders can get better and try to coach to those strengths so that you can perform better in all categories.
Is there anything else you want the voters to know about you?
Sure. Yeah, I've got a good business background. I've got a good legislative background and a good community support background. And I just like to offer my experience and services to help TCAPS get better. I think our overall goals are to continue the 3-year trend of improved academic performance and results of our students. Let's work on strategic planning so we can put tactics together and get all elements of the school, from the leadership all the way down to the students, aligned so we can gradually continue to improve.
Matt Anderson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.